This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Water rates in Oshkosh are going up. The City Council tonight will vote on raising the rate by a whopping 18%. This will not pay for the new clear wells at the city water plant. Rates will increase again after that $20-plus million project is built and a final cost is determined. Two families have already moved into the tiny homes built by the Oshkosh Kids Foundation. The foundation has hired a case manager to help homeless families. Another 16 tiny homes are expected to be completed later on this year. The Oshkosh School Board is wrapping up some unfinished business tonight after last week's meeting postponed by a snowstorm. The board is expected to award the construction contract for the new elementary school to Myron Construction. The board is also going to do a self-evaluation tonight. Tomorrow night, residents will have a chance to weigh in on just how Oshkosh schools are doing. The district will hold a community conversation at UW Oshkosh's Culver Family Center. It goes from 6 o'clock till 7:30. Sturgeon spearing has wrapped up on the Lake Winnebago and upriver lakes. Spears took 1,405 sturgeon this year. It's down 49 from last year. The season did produce the seventh largest sturgeon ever landed on Lake Winnebago. Page 2, Waterfest season passes will go on sale tomorrow at waterfest.org. Another two shows have been announced. Pablo Cruz will make a return visit to the Leach Amphitheater on July 13th, and Bob Snyder will kick things off on June 15th. Road construction season is back with us again. Projects are underway on Wisconsin Avenue at East 9th Avenue. The Winnebago County Board is hoping to shorten the length of their meetings by using a consent agenda. The agenda will allow county board members to pass non-controversial items in a group rather than voting and debating each one. Turning to sports, the Lourdes girls basketball team will play on Thursday night. They made it to the sectional semifinal round of the state girls basketball tournament. Boys basketball tournament begins later this week, and both UW Oshkosh men's and women's basketball teams have made it on to the NCAA tournament for Division III. That's a check on Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great day.